You haven't come to see me in ages. You said that you would.
I do have other things to do than exchange hardly pleasant pleasantries with you, Vantis. I have been lax in working on my dragonfly project, and since you obviously do not respect how important an endeavor this is, who let you into my house?
Don't be ridiculous. The door was unlocked. You are wasting time on that again, What could possibly be the use of such an invention?
A power for personal flight, Vantis. Seeking drones that can cover long distances. Surveillance. Simply a beautiful recreation of one of nature's wonders. Really, your barbarism is such a turn-off. I cannot fathom how anyone would ever consider you cultured when all you do is sneer at the world's beauty.
Oh. Would you just look at who is talking? Barbarism. It's not beauty that I am calling into question here. More accurately, I would like to know why you feel the need to spend hours upon hours perfecting a mechanical recreation of something that, in its natural form, is just outside. Especially when you have previously promised to burden me with your company. Yet again, you shirk me on my time slots. I get that you are busy, Zahak. So am I. But I make it a point to set time aside for all my quadrants, regardless of personal engagement. And I keep to those constraints. I mean, honestly, we haven't had so much as a hate date in weeks, you bumbling buffoon. I will not stand for any form of neglect. Is that clear? Now get up from that bench.
I needed that screw. I need every screw. How many times have I told you not to touch the contents of this table? You little brat.
You know this never would have happened if you would just pay attention to me. On occasion. Oh, God, let go.
Go? I am listening. I have heard you loud and clear. You want my attention.
I suppose you could say that. I will get my time, Zahak. One way or another. Do not complain. You asked for this.
So did you.
Are you sure this is what you want to be doing? It seems to me you're just wasting time you could be using to finish this damn bug.
Questioning my attentions once again. Perhaps I shall simply spend them however I please, and do not take your bitching and moaning into account into the future. Then none of this would be an issue.
Fuck you. What would you do without me? For all your genius, there isn't a thing you could build that could do for you what I can. Oh, sure. you might be able to pretend. But none of your robots can ever truly feel. Ah, the things that you do to me. And is that not the best part? You need me, Zahak. And you like it when I pester you. It gives you a chance to be truly lewd without limit. So do not attempt to lie to me for 1 second and say that you do not like this. What are you waiting for? Hasn't it been so long? Don't you want to hear it?
You'd like that, wouldn't you? Unfortunately, I'm still a little bit consumed by the screams you sent flying across my lab.
That's quite the capacity for self-control you possess. More than one would think. Guessing by how anxiously your anatomy is straining towards mine. I can't very well retrieve your bolts bent over this table. Now can I?
No, but your skin is turning such a vile, and yet somehow such a comely color. It's hard to tear my eyes from it. I need some kind of provocation.
You are absolutely detestable. If it is red that you want, may I remind you that there's a verifiable spring awaiting for you just below that we can both enjoy if tapped into. Literally. Equius, please.
All right.
Come on.
Slut.
Fuck. Fuck. Equius. There we are, then. Home. Now isn't that much better?
Good God. Do you ever shut up? Fuck.
Just... I can't believe you're this... big. You... God.
I cannot believe you're in this warm, you freak.
How much more do you have to go? Oh my god. Would you just fuck me already, you massive fucking moron? Are you waiting for an invitation?
Ventus.
Yes.
Ventus. God. You're so good. Yeah. You. I hate you.
Chris. Oh, more, please. I need it. Please. Fuck. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. Fuck. There. Again. Now, fuck. More aqueous. You like it when I beg, don't you? Don't you? Tell me.
I love it. Beg for me. You said that you would. Damn it. Beg for me, you tyrannical little freak. I hate you so much.
What do you think I am doing? Oh, please. Oh, God, please, just harder. Oh, please, I can't take it. Please.
No, you can't. Shut up. You'd die.
Release me, beast. You have work to do. Don't you?
There is not even a marginal chance of that happening. You've possibly upset my work for the entirety of the night. Things will need to be cleaned. The posts will need to be located. We will need to be cleaned. Mine.
Yours, huh? My. For the moment, maybe. It seems I have accomplished what I originally set out to do, then. I never want to hear you say that I do not hold at least some power over you. Not when you're clinging to me so preciously. Now, what was that about cleaning?
Not yet, you idiot. You have to ruin every moment with your blathering. Just shut up, or I swear to God I will throw your face first in the mess you just made.
Oh, goodness, but you're sweaty. And stuck, and I'm all... ugh, blue. I seem to be falling asleep, Zahak.
No, you don't. Look, we need to get at least take a bath.
Then get moving. I cannot feel anything below my ribcage.
Say, giddy up, Equius.
Fine. Giddy up, Equius. Post haste.
Fine. Wouldn't want that color to dry on you now, would we? I'd make you look half normal.
Oh, fuck you.